Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What's going on, my friend? You're listening to Real English Radio. I'm your host, Tony Kaizen. And in today's episode, you're going to listen to the American author and podcaster, Julia Galef. And I hope I pronounced that correctly. Ms. Galef is going to talk about a cognitive bias called the sunk cost fallacy. And just in case you don't know, a cognitive bias is a systematic error in thinking that affects our judgments and decisions. It's a pattern of deviation from rationality or good judgment, often based on limited information or preconceived beliefs. Cognitive biases can lead to irrational judgments and decisions, and they can be difficult to recognize and overcome. Now, Ms. Julia Galef, she is the host of the Rationally Speaking podcast, on which she explores topics related to rationality, science, philosophy, and skepticism, and features interviews with leading experts in these fields. So, this episode should help you to speak English more naturally, as well as understand yourself a bit better and make better decisions in life. So I'm going to play the clip from start to finish, and then we'll go back and break it down bit by bit. All right, let's do it.
I want to introduce you to a concept known as the sunk cost fallacy. Imagine you're going to the store, and you're halfway there when you realize, oh, wait, the store is actually closed today. But you figure, well, I've already come 10 blocks. I might as well just go all the way to the store, you know, so that my 10 blocks of walking won't have been wasted. Well, this is a transparently silly way to reason, and I doubt that any of us would actually go all the way to a store that we knew was closed just because we'd already gone 10 blocks. But this pattern of thinking is actually surprisingly common. The time and money and effort and whatever else you've already spent is what we call the sunk cost. And the sunk cost fallacy then means making a choice not based on what outcome you think is going to be the best going forward, but instead based on a desire not to see your past investment go to waste.
All right, my friend, as I always say, do not worry if you couldn't understand every single thing that was being said. Julia was speaking quite clearly, but maybe she just used a couple words or expressions you've never heard before. So let's go all the way back to the beginning, and I'm going to break it down and explain a few things, okay? So let me play the first couple seconds.
I want to introduce you to a concept known as the sunk cost fallacy. Imagine you're going to the store, and you're halfway there when you realize, oh, wait, the store is actually closed today.
All right, the first thing I want to explain is halfway there. This is really common when talking about trips to any location, whether it's to the store or to another country. To be halfway there means you're in the middle of your starting point and your destination. And maybe this is super simple and basic, but it's something that you'll hear all the time I'm halfway there. It just means I'm 50% there, you know, on the path between point A and point B. I'm right there in the middle. I'm halfway there. Or you might hear somebody say a third of the way there. And you probably won't hear that all the time, but I'm just trying to illustrate the point. A third of the way there is like 33% of the path has been traversed, right? I'm sure you get the point. So imagine you're walking to the store and you're at the halfway point. That's another way of saying it. And you realize, oh, the store is closed. All right, so let's continue.
But you figure, well, I've already come 10 blocks. I might as well just go all the way to the store, you know, so that my 10 blocks of walking won't have been wasted.
All right, the next thing I wanted to explain was you figure. Because remember, you walk halfway to the store and you realize it's closed, but you figure, well, I've already come 10 blocks, so I might as well go all the way. And to figure, which is different from figure out, to figure in this case just means to think or to reason. So you stop and realize the store is closed, and then you have to decide what you're going to do next. So you sit and you reason with yourself and you think about it and you say, well, I've already walked 10 blocks. I might as well go all the way. And those are two more things I wanted to explain. Might as well. This is a really common expression, and we use it to describe the idea that there's no difference between doing and not doing something. So we just choose to do it anyway, okay? So she's saying, I've already walked 10 blocks. I'm already 50% done with the trip. I'm 50% of the way there. I might as well keep walking. So there's no difference between me going back home and me going all the way to the store. So why not? Fuck it. Let me just keep walking. There's no reason not to, because there's no difference between continuing or going back. I might as well do it, you know? Or you might hear somebody say, I'm already awake, so I might as well start my day. I mean, if you think about, typically you wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, right? But for some reason, you woke up at 4:45 this morning and you just can't go back to sleep. And you're sitting there asking yourself, what should I do? I don't have to get out of bed for another hour and 15 minutes. But since I'm already awake, I might as well just start my day. Since there's no, you know, difference between me sitting here in bed or starting my day, I might as well just do it. I'm already awake. I can't go back to sleep, so there's no reason to just sit here in bed. Let me just start my day. I might as well. I really hope that makes sense, because this phrase is used really, really often, at least in American English, okay? So then she said, I might as well go all the way. And that's the other thing I wanted to explain. Let me play it again. Hang on.
Figure, well, I've already come 10 blocks. I might as well just go all the way to the store, you know, so that my 10 blocks of walking won't have been wasted.
So to go all the way means to complete the journey or the task that you've started. So she's 50% of the way there. If she goes all the way to the store, it means she completes her trip to the store. I'm sure you get the point, but I just wanted to emphasize it because it's also something you'll hear really, really often. For example, the football team was determined to go all the way to the championship. So it's a long path from the beginning of the season to the championship, and they don't want to stop or get defeated at any point on the path. They want to go all the way to the end of that path, which is the championship. Hopefully that makes sense. All right, but let's continue.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You know, so that my 10 blocks of walking won't have been wasted. Well, this is a transparently silly way to reason, and I doubt that any of us would actually go all the way to a store that we knew was closed just because we'd already gone 10 blocks.
All right, the one thing I wanted to two things I wanted to explain from that little part is the word silly and the verb to reason. So silly just means ridiculous or foolish. It's like the opposite of serious, I'd say. For example, his joke was so silly that everyone couldn't help but laugh, right? It's so silly, like you just have to laugh. You just can't stop yourself from laughing. Here's another example. She felt silly for forgetting her umbrella on a rainy day. So imagine you're getting ready in the morning and you check the weather and it says that it's going to rain today. But you're in a rush, right? You got to catch the train. You got to eat and make sure all your clothes are ready or whatever. Whatever has you in a rush in the morning, and you run out the house without thinking about the umbrella. You completely forget. And then halfway on the way to work or maybe on lunch or on your way home, whatever, you're walking down the street, starts raining. And then you feel silly. It's like you feel ridiculous. How could I forget the umbrella? That was so silly of me. I'm so fucking silly. Some people might say stupid in that case, but don't call yourself stupid, man. Show some love to yourself, right? Anyway, let's continue, my friend. Silly was the first one, and the second one was to reason. Yes. She said this is a transparently silly way to reason. And just so you know, to reason just means to think logically. That's all it means. So this is a very silly way to think about a situation, to process information, to arrive at a particular conclusion. That's not, right? It doesn't make any sense. I've walked 10 blocks, so I might as well just walk the other 10 so that my first 10 blocks of walking won't have been wasted. That makes no fucking, it makes no sense. That's dumb, right? So this is a silly way to reason is what she's saying, okay? So let's continue.
Of walking won't have been wasted. Well, this is a transparently silly way to reason, and I doubt that any of us would actually go all the way to a store that we knew was closed just because we'd already gone 10 blocks. But this pattern of thinking is actually surprisingly common. The time and money and effort and whatever else you've already spent is what we call the sunk cost. And the sunk cost fallacy then means making a choice not based on what outcome you think is going to be the best going forward, but instead based on a desire not to see your past investment go to waste.
The sunk cost fallacy is a pervasive cognitive bias that influences our decision-making process in various aspects of life. It happens when we continue to invest time, effort, or resources in a project or action based on the amount that we've already committed, rather than evaluating the current value and future value of the decision. This fallacy can lead to poor choices and negative outcomes, as we're prone to let past investments cloud our judgment, even when it would be more rational to abandon the course of action. The sunk cost fallacy stems from our innate tendency to avoid loss and protect the investments we've already made, even when they no longer serve our best interests. This cognitive bias can be particularly detrimental as it prevents us from objectively evaluating the situation and making the most beneficial choice for our present and future well-being. It's crucial to recognize and overcome the sunk cost fallacy in order to make better informed decisions and optimize our personal and professional lives. For example, in many countries around the world, like Brazil or Colombia, football is a national passion, right? So imagine a devoted football fan who purchases an expensive season ticket for their favorite team, and halfway through the season, the team's performance is disappointing. They're losing every game, and it's not fun anymore, right? The person who bought that season ticket, they don't enjoy attending the matches anymore. However, the fan continues to attend every game, reasoning that they've already spent a significant amount of cash on the season ticket and they don't want their investment to go to waste. This is an example of the sunk cost fallacy. because the fan chooses to endure a negative experience time and time again rather than simply evaluating the situation and making a better decision based on the current level of enjoyment. Like, why continue to go? Why continue going to games that you know you don't enjoy just because you already spent money on the tickets? Like, just use that time for something else, right? Or think about language learners in countries like Poland or Japan, really every country in the world. Many people aspire to learn foreign languages, such as English, for personal and professional development. I consider a language learner who has spent considerable time and money on English classes, but finds little progress in their ability to speak English. Despite recognizing the inefficiency of their current learning method, the learner persists with the same classes and the same methods, believing that discontinuing them would render their previous efforts pointless. This scenario exemplifies the sunk cost fallacy, as the learner allows their past investment to dictate their future actions, rather than exploring more effective alternatives for learning a language. We also see this a lot in relationships, right? In many countries around the world, interpersonal relationships and family values play a significant role in society. So imagine a couple who's been together for several years, investing time and emotions into their relationship. And over time, the couple realizes that they've simply grown apart. They don't love each other like they used to. And their relationship no longer brings them happiness. However, they decide to stay together because of the time and effort they've already invested. This decision is influenced by the sunk cost fallacy, as the couple prioritizes their past investment over their current happiness and potential future well-being. The sunk cost fallacy is a powerful cognitive bias that can significantly impact our decision-making across various aspects of life. But by understanding this fallacy and recognizing its presence in our daily choices, we can take steps to overcome it and make more informed, rational decisions. It's essential to focus on the present and future value of our decisions rather than allowing past investments to cloud our judgment, regardless of our cultural background or individual experiences. I want to thank you for your time and your attention, my friend. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Real English Radio. I'm your host, Tony Kaizen, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders that we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.